Good morning. It's Thursday, May 16th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories and other important things in our community. Today, border officials are seeing a troubling rise in Mexican cartels recruiting teenagers across the U.S. to smuggle illegal migrants as load car drivers. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lolly Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lolly from the Lolly Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lolly dealerships today or shop lollycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lolly deal. Nobody.
Before we begin, some Arizona trivia. In 1977, brothers Michael and Patrick Poland orchestrated a fatal armored car heist in Arizona, impersonating police officers to murder and rob the guards of $293,000. The guards, Russell Dempsey and Cecil Newkirk, were misled into stopping their vehicle along Interstate 17, kidnapped, and eventually murdered. The investigation led to the discovery of the guards' bodies in Lake Mead, initiating a thorough search that linked the Polands to the crime through forensic and circumstantial evidence. Despite initial appeals and legal challenges, both brothers were convicted and ultimately executed, marking a notorious chapter in Arizona's criminal history. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Benson Hospital. Benson Hospital now has 3 locations for primary care services. Let their compassionate providers care for your entire family. Your health starts here. Call to schedule an appointment today at 520-720-6551. Now our feature story. Border officials report a troubling rise in Mexican cartels recruiting teenagers across the U.S. to smuggle illegal migrants as load car drivers. Robert Watkins, commander of the Cochise County Sheriff's Department Patrol and Special Operations Division, notes about 1,500 smugglers entering Cochise County monthly for this purpose. Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot says this trend has escalated since 2020, with cartels using social media to offer teens thousands of dollars to transport migrants from the border to cities like Phoenix or Tucson. Watkins explains this shift in smuggling tactics targets teens who are less likely to face prosecution for trafficking. He said that, quote, "The federal government does not prosecute people under the age of 18 for trafficking or narcotics. Cartels have become quite sophisticated and use geofencing to target and advertise to teens in impoverished areas, flooding social media with lucrative smuggling offers." Watkins said, quote, "If you think about it, what 15-year-old kid would not drive 3 hours to make $10,000? This tactic has led to numerous dangerous incidents, including high-speed chases. Watkins told us about how load car drivers, often instructed to evade law enforcement at high speeds, sometimes exceed 120 miles per hour through populated areas. In one chase in 2021, 65-year-old Wanda Sitoski was killed when a load car driver, 16-year-old Felix Mendez, ran through a red light in Sierra Vista. Mendez faces first-degree murder charges and has rejected a plea deal for nearly 25 years in jail. The problems with social media's roots complicate solutions, requiring cooperation from large public technology companies. Wilmot emphasized the need for increased monitoring and intervention by these platforms to combat the, quote, pretty brazen tactics used by smugglers. He said their intel units are trying to work with the social media companies to pay more attention to this kind of illegal activity. Despite this, repeated requests for comments from major social media companies like TikTok, Meta, and others went unanswered. Watkins stressed the vital role of social media in both facilitating and potentially preventing these illegal activities, saying, quote, "The cartel could not use our youth as Uber drivers without social media." Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
Join us at Prestige Assisted Living in Sierra Vista as we host a casino night on Friday, May 17th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Enjoy the glamour and games of Vegas right here at our community. We'll have some of your favorite casino games, along with delicious snacks and cocktails. You'll also be able to tour our community, meet our team, and see how we celebrate life at every age. For more about our casino night, visit prestigecare.com/Sierra Vista. Again, that's prestigecare.com/Sierra Vista.
Next, Child Crisis Arizona, SRP, and 493 Firefighter Foundation are donating pool fences to families with financial need who have young children. The program has grown over the years as child drowning numbers remain concerning. Maria Staubs of Cronkite News has the story.
Arizona native Brandy Stahl watches her kids as they play outside.
I know it sounds cliche to watch your kids, but it literally, you have to watch them.
Stahl knows firsthand how quickly things can take a turn after her daughter nearly drowned in their pool when she was almost 2 years old.
She was right next to my side, and Dad gets up and calls for her, and he calls for her a second time, which prompted me to look for her. So I looked across the pool, and she was actually face down by the pool steps.
In the Valley, this story isn't unusual.
Many times when it comes to a drowning call, especially with children, it's a lack of barriers.
Just last year in Phoenix, there were 37 pool drowning incidents, and 11 of those ended in fatalities. That's why pool fences like these, which block children from reaching the pool, are one of the most effective ways to reduce the risk of drowning.
There's a financial component to that, so we want to kind of remove that obstacle for families that aren't able to afford a pool fence.
The Pool Fence Safety Program is now run by Child Crisis Arizona in collaboration with SRP and the 493 Firefighter Foundation. The program offers free fences to families like Brandy Stahl's and provides an online water safety course.
We were able to install 16 fences in 2023, which that was a total of 80 individuals across all of those households.
While that's almost double the amount of fences the program installed the year before, there's still an unmet demand. Nearly 100 households applied for the program last year.
It's really just that kind of combination of trying to prioritize where we can have the greatest impact with the limited funds that we have.
For Brandy Stahl, her kids now love playing in the water, but not every story ends like hers.
She's still here with us, and our outcome is very rare. Not a lot of families get to still hold their child and her to be perfect, healthy.
And able to enjoy playing outside with her siblings. In Phoenix, Maria Staubs, Cronkite News.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace. This is a great time to paint. Ace stocks Clark and Kensington, Valspar, Dunn Edwards, and our own Ace Royal Paint in interior and exterior finishes. We can computer match other brands and colors too. All the colors you can imagine, even one named Sierra Vista. Decide on the wall or room to paint, bring in a color idea, and let Ace mix your paint. Treat yourself to a new brush and roller too. Save gas, save time, shop Ace first. Sierra Vista Ace since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, an upcoming event that you should know about. On Saturday, May 25th, starting at noon, head over to Veterans Memorial Park for the 7th Annual Sierra Vista Wine, Beer, and Spirits Festival. Some of Arizona's best vintages, micro-distilled spirits, and craft brews will be available. Enjoy live music, food, and handmade crafts. Tasting wine or beer tickets are available ahead of time for a discount. Today, we're remembering the life of Sun Kaiser. Sun was born in Busan, Korea in 1944. She came to the United States in 1980 to visit her sister and brother-in-law, who was stationed at Fort Huachuca. There, she met Stanley Kaiser, who was also in the military. Several weeks later, Sun and Stanley were married. Together, they made two tours to Korea and two tours to Germany. They returned to Sierra Vista in December 1993. No one was a stranger to Sun. She greeted everyone with a beautiful smile, even when she was ill. She'll be greatly missed by those that knew her. Sun is survived by her daughter and son-in-law, two grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, three stepchildren, and a sister. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember her life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. Subscribe today for unlimited access to all of our content for just $14 per month. This is less than the cost of 1 hour of one reporter's work on a single story. Also, want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/N-A-B-U-R.